Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Good to see many of you here, even though supposedly there's a big storm coming.
真高兴看到大家, 虽然有很大的一个暴风雨要来了。
I trust you're all already prepared.
我相信你们大家都有准备。
But if worse comes to worse, you can just stay here.
如果真的走不了的话, 就留在这吧。
Okay. Today, if you look in the bulletin, the title is Lessons in Ministry from Jesus.
如果你看今天的程序单，今天的信息是从主耶稣的事工。
And we will look at the life of Jesus from many different parts, but mainly we'll look at John chapter 11.
我们要从各方面来看主耶稣，可是我们今天主要的重点在 约翰福音11章。
So as Christians and as a church, I think when we are young Christians or at an early age, we learn that we must love God.
在我们年幼的时候，在我们在主里年幼的时候，我们第一个学习的就是我们要爱我们的神。
And one way to love God is to serve God.
爱神就要侍奉他。
And one way to serve God is to love and serve one another.
要侍奉他，也就是在彼此，我们要彼此扶持。
And in the Gospels, it talks about that. There are many the famous quote in the Gospels where Jesus says to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself.
在福音书里头讲到这些，然后最
So I think that as a church and as Christians and as believers, we know this is something we should do.
我们是基督徒，我们在教会，我们知道这是我们该做的。
But sometimes we need some clues, we need a little help.
可是有的时候我们需要帮助。
If we are to minister to our fellow man or our brothers and sisters, what does that look like?
如果我们要彼此扶持的时候，那到底是怎么样的光景呢？
How do we do it?
那我们该如何行？
What is God like and what does he want?
到底神是他要的，要求的是什么？
I've learned that when in doubt, it's good to start off by looking at the life of Jesus.
我相信，我觉得我们应该可以从主耶稣的身上来学习。
A famous verse I read just this past week, for myself, Colossians 1, it says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
在哥洛西书的第一节，他说到主耶稣就是我们看不见神的那个显现。So
to learn how to love one another, how to serve, we're going to look to see how Jesus did it.
我们如果要学习如何彼此相爱，如果要学习如何彼此扶持，我们就从主耶稣身上来看。And
of course, all through the Gospels, you see many different examples of how he did it.
当然在福音书上你看到了许许多多的例子。But
today we'll focus on John chapter 11.
我们今天是专注在约翰福音11章。And
if you look at the bulletin, there are four main points that I'll go over today, four main themes or strategies that Jesus used.
在 程序单上单章上面立了四点，是我们今天要 专注的。
And we'll try to see how we can find that Jesus did these four things in the Gospels, but mainly in John chapter 11.
我们要从 约翰福音11章来看主耶稣在这四点上是如何的教导我们。
Okay, so I'll just read it once in English, and then follow along on your own, or if you're more comfortable in Chinese, please follow along on your own.
Okay, 我们就是,
I'll just read it once.
我们就 念英文念一遍, 如果你能够可以跟着念,跟着的话, 是请你,
And I'll read from verse 1 to 44.
从第一节念到第44节。
Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days. Then he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago, the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And after she had said this, she went back in and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you have sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, Take off the grave clothes and let him go. Please bow our heads, let us pray.
那我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for the reading of your word.
主耶稣, 感谢你让我们能够读你的话语。
Lord, we know your word is deep and powerful and meaningful.
我们知道你的话是既深, 带有能力, 也带了极大的意义。
Lord, we know that your spirit is here.
我们知道你的灵与我们同在。
And we pray that you would open our eyes and open our ears and open our hearts to understand what you have to say to us this morning.
求主开我们的心, 我们的眼, 我们的心思意念来明白你今天早上要对我们说的。
And we thank you that we can read your words, see what you were like.
我们能够从你的话语中看到你是什么样的主。
And we pray that it would soak deep into our lives and that we would follow your commands.
我们求你让这些话语深印在我们的心中, 所以我们可以跟随你。
Pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Okay, so I think John 11 is a very famous story, a very story that people are familiar with.
约翰福音十一章的故事是大家都很熟悉的。
And we're going to look at what Jesus did to show how He ministered to people.
我们要从这个故事来看主耶稣是如何的来在他的事工上来做事。
So of course, in the end, we already know what happens. This was a great miracle, and Lazarus was brought back to life.
我们当然看到了在故事的终了的时候，这是一个极大的奇迹，拉撒路复活了。
And clearly, he was, at the very least, he was ministering to Lazarus because he was dead, and now he's alive.
当然了，我们看到了拉撒路真的是死了，
现在又
活了。So
that was a big help to Lazarus, of course.
对拉撒路来讲，真是极大的恩典。
But let's look at some of the other things he did in this passage and throughout the Gospels.
让我们来看主耶稣在其他的人身上又也做了些什么呢？
So the first point is live among those to whom you are ministering.
第一点就是在你周遭的人，你服侍的人之间中间，一起生活。
And at the most basic level, we see here that Jesus.Was there? He physically was there.
我们看到了主耶稣与他们同在。
And we know he spent approximately three years with his disciples.
我们知道主耶稣与他的门徒大概在一起有三年的时间。
He lived with them. They traveled together. They ate together.
他们一起生活，一起旅游，一起走路，一起。
Everything.
吃饭。
Yeah, okay.
And they did everything together, and through this life that they spent together, Jesus taught them about God's kingdom.
他们在一起坐席这三年之中，主耶稣教他们神国的道理。
So here we see that Jesus is going to minister to Lazarus and his family, but he's also teaching his disciples just by being with them.
在这边我们看到虽然主耶稣要在拉撒路身上有奇迹的作为可是他也在同样的同时来教导他的门徒
He wants them to be a part of his life and share with the wonderful experience
他要他的门徒在他的生命中有份能够经历他能经历的
But remember for Jesus to be there he first had to come to earth
但是我们要记得为了主耶稣能够来做这件事他必须第一要先降世为人
And I think that's the ultimate example of living with who he was ministering with
这就是主耶稣第一个给我们的例子他要住在我们中间
Because if God wanted to minister to us it would be much more difficult if he never sent Jesus here
如果神要在各样的事上教导我们是如果主耶稣没有在我们中间的话这个事工的上面是有一点困难
But instead he sent his only son Jesus to be born here as a human to experience life as we experience life and to be here on earth
当然所以神把他的儿子降世为人来住在我们中间来与我们同在
John chapter 1 talks about how the word became flesh and made his dwelling here with us
在约翰福音的第一章讲到了神来到这个世上是在住在我们中间
And Philippians talks about how Christ lowered himself to be here with us on earth
腓立比书说到主耶稣他如何谦卑成为人
And not only that, but Jesus, as he talks to his disciples, he says that he no longer considers them his servants, but his friends.
而且主耶稣也对他的门徒说过，他不再看他们是门徒，而但看他们是他的朋友。
And Jesus himself even lowered himself further and actually served his disciples.
主耶稣更把他自己的身份降卑下来，来服侍他的门徒。
The most clear example would be when he washed his disciples' feet.
最有名的一个例子就是主耶稣为他的门徒洗脚。
And of course, he died for us on the cross.
当然，还有他在十字架上为我们死。
So here we see that Jesus was not too high and not too afraid to live with the people that he loved.
所以我们看到主耶稣没有端着他的架子，而是住在我们中间，与我们同在。
And the lesson we learn here is that when you're trying to minister to people, when you're trying to serve people,you must be with them. You must live with them.
所以我们学到一个功课，就是当我们要彼此扶持的时候，我们要服侍人的时候，我们要需要住在他们中间。
Because many times you have to bring the gospel to them.
许多时候我们要把福音带给他们。
Sometimes we cannot expect our friends or our colleagues or our neighbors just to automatically show up to church.
我们常常不能就很笃定地说我们的朋友我们的同事就是会自己来到教会
For many people who are not Christians, a church or a Bible study may be very intimidating for them
对许多非基督徒来说教会圣经对他们来说是蛮无趣的一件事情
So instead, one strategy that Jesus used is that he didn't just want people to come to him but he went out and sought people in their lives and where they were
所以主耶稣 不仅仅是要人来到他面前他也要在他们中间与他看他们生活的情形
For myself in youth ministry and in the English ministry we try to do this
在我们英语组的事工上面我自己能够把这个实现出来
So we try to build relationships by going on trips and doing things together and doing sports together and taking pictures together We do events that we think the kids and many of the teenagers right here that they'll think is fun.
我们做许许多的活动，觉得让这些青少年感到有兴趣。
But I've come to learn that adults and the Chinese congregation like fun also.
我发现了，在中文组的大人们也喜欢这样的活动。
I look at some of the pictures back there, and I see a lot of funny things.
我看到后面的照片也显现出这样的生活。
Or I think of the ping pong tournament that we had.
或是打乒乓球的比赛。
And how much fun that was, and how even the Chinese congregation was very enthusiastic and a lot of cheering and a lot of fun.
我看到中文组队打乒乓球的联谊赛有这么样的兴趣，而且彼此的鼓励也彼此也有很大的喜乐。
And I remember during the ping pong tournament, I had seen some people who I've never seen before.
而且我看到在乒乓球的联谊赛看到我看到许多大人们的另一面
And the reason they came is because there was this fun activity that wasn't just coming to church to listen to the Bible but it's something where they wanted to connect in a different way
他们来教会在通过了乒乓球的联谊赛他们有不同的管道来与大弟兄姐妹交谊
And that's a great example of how when we share life together that's a way to minister toChristians and non-Christians.
这真的是一个很好的例子，让我们能够基督徒彼此，或者是基督徒与非基督徒之间彼此的交通。
The second thing, let's look at the second one.
第二项。
Is related to the first one.
是与第一项其实是有相连的。
And it says, "Do not avoid sinners or the unclean."
不要避开那些罪人或者是不洁净的人。
And in my own notes, in parentheses, I wrote.Do not hold yourself above others.
在我自己的看见是不要把自己觉得比这些人高。
And as we saw already, Jesus definitely did not hold himself above others by thinking that he's too good for us.
当然我们也看到了主耶稣没有把自己觉得他比任何人都高人一等。
Instead, he, like I said before, he lowered himself to be among the people, even sinners and people who were...strange or unpopular.
反而我们看到基督谦卑降低成为我们在我们中间与罪人与一些不受欢迎的人在一起。
So here in John 11, we see he's with this family who he loved very much and who were his good friends.
在约翰福音十一章我们看到主耶稣与这一个家庭是好朋友。
And that's Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
玛利亚、马大和拉撒路。
And in other parts of the gospel, we learn that Jesus spent a lot of time with them.
其他的福音书我们也看到主耶稣与这个家庭有许许多的时间在一起。
And not because he was working with them or doing some specific program, but I think he just genuinely was their friends, their good friends.
不仅仅只是跟他们在一起有工作要做，而只是仅仅是他们的好朋友。
Now we see in verse 2 of the passage we just read, it says that this Mary was the one who poured perfume on Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair.
在第二节我们看到这个玛利亚就是用香膏抹主又用头发来擦他脚的那个玛利亚。
And if you remember from the Gospels, when this happened, the people around Jesus were very shocked.
你如果记得这个故事的话，当这个件事情发生的时候，主周围的人都感到震惊。
They were surprised Jesus would let her do this.
他们感到觉得奇怪，为什么主耶稣让她。
They said, "Oh, she's wasting money. If she's a sinner, if you knew that, you wouldn't let her do this."
他们说，你如果知道她是个罪人，你就不会让她这么做，而且这么浪费金钱。
But Jesus had the opposite reaction.
可是主有反。另外一方面的反应。
He responded with grace, compassion, and forgiveness. He said, "Your sins are forgiven."
他却带着恩典，带了怜悯的心，来对他们说，对玛利亚说，你的罪得赦免了。
And if we look at the life of Jesus, he spent a lot of time with people, with ordinary people, just like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
我们也看到主耶稣其实他花了很多时间与平常人在一起，就像玛利亚、马大和拉撒路。
I think about Matthew, who was the tax collector.
我看到马太，他是一个收税，他是一个税吏。
And when Jesus spent time with him, again, he was criticized. Like, oh, these are the scum of the earth. These are tax collectors. Why are you in their house?
当主耶稣与马太在一起的时候，许许多的人指责他这么坏的人，你为什么要跟他在一起？
But Jesus knew that they were the ones who needed his love and who needed to hear the gospel. And of course, he had to go to them. He said that the sick need the doctor.
可是主耶稣说，就是这样的人才需要爱，才需要医治，才需要福音，因为只有病的人才需要医生。
So oftentimes Jesus spent a lot of the day withSinners and just ordinary people.
所以主都是跟罪人、跟普通人在一起。
And what I learned from this is, as Christians, we cannot isolate ourselves too much.
所以我学到基督徒不应该把我们自己限制在一个狭窄的空间里头。
I think sometimes as Christians we only see people who are Christians, or we only see people who are at church.
基督徒往往 只与基督徒相交，或是基督徒只往往只限制在教会里头的活动。
But as we see in Jesus' example, sometimes we have to go out there and meet people who might be very different from us.
可是从主耶稣的身上，我们看到我们要需要走出去，与不同的人相交。
When I was in college, I went to a ministry called Chinese Christian Fellowship.
我在大学的时候，我到中国福音。
And I was starting to learn how to serve in the ministry.
我开始学习如何在事工上的学习。
And I remember I would be very judgmental, and I never liked it when there were too many people who I would consider punks.
我那个时候我有很大的主观，我从来就不喜欢那些人带着奇形异状的人来。
And there would be a lot of punks hanging around our meeting.
因为很多人就是奇奇怪怪的人在一起聚集。
And these were people who would be smoking, maybe cursing, and you know, being all cool and stuff like that.
这些人就是常常在一起有抽烟啊，有喝酒。
Maybe they went to parties, right? 喝酒 exactly.
Yeah. 我参加宴会啊，这样子。
And I always felt like, oh, I never did those things. I'm better. I'm higher.
我看到他们，我觉得我从来不做这种事情，所以我比他们好。
But later I realized that as I got older and more mature, I realized that's the wrong attitude.
可是我渐渐长大了，我觉得我有一个不好的态度。
That instead I should have been thankful that God was leading these people to our meetings.
我应该要看到感谢神，他把这些人带到我们中间。
And that they felt comfortable there and had the chance to listen to the gospel and meet some Christians.
当他们愿意来的时候，他们也愿意与其他的基督徒相交，愿意来听福音。
So now I feel the opposite in ministry. Now when I see a punk kid, I'm very excited.
所以现在我看到类似的人的时候，我其实蛮兴奋的。
Once, you know, I'm involved with Young Life, and once, just one time, we had a kid come to the camp, our gospel camp, who was smoking.
你知道我在青年团契中间有服事，有一次有一个孩子来到我们中间抽烟。
And I was very excited. I was like, oh, let me share the gospel with you. Come, let's talk.
其实我真的很兴奋，我赶快的就欢迎他，然后来与他分享福音。
Now, of course, any sinful behavior is wrong, and the goal is to see eventually the Holy Spirit change their lives.
当然，一切的不洁净的行为。带罪的行为都是不应该的，可是但愿我们的福音能够改变他们的。
But in the beginning, we must remember that we are all sinners, And other sinners need to be welcomed also, because we are sinners also.
可是我们要记得，我们当初我们也是个罪人，所以只要是罪人，我们都应该要欢迎他们。
And that if it were not for God's grace, none of us would be able to come to Christ at all.
如果不是神的恩典，我们没有一个人可以来到神的面前。
All right, so that's the second point. We see, that Jesus, he's ministering here to ordinary people, and he loves them, and he spends a lot of time with them.
所以第二点，我们看到主耶稣在众人之间来爱他们，也来服侍他们。
The next one, actually, I'll skip to the fourth one. I'll go in a different order. So let's look at the fourth one, which is address all types of needs, physical, emotional, and spiritual.
我们先来看第四点，就是关于在身体、情感与属灵上的需要。
So in the passage, Jesus arrives there, and of course, everyone is very sad.
所以在经文中，我们看到主耶稣来到了那个玛利亚他们住的地方，每个人都很难过。
And first, you see that Jesus talks to them, talks to Martha and to Mary, to try to comfort them.
我们先看到主耶稣与马大与玛利亚谈话，要安慰他们。
And he wants to take care of their emotional needs, because they're very sad.
他要在他们情感上面来安慰他。
And this passage also is famous because it contains verse 35, which is a very short verse.
所以在第三十五节这个经文是最很短的一个经文。
And I remember as kids, you always, one of the shortest verses in the Bible is this, Jesus wept.
当我们很小的时候，常常有人问最短的经文是什么，就是这一句。
And I remember a long time ago, a Sunday school teacher, when I was very, very young, at an old church, I would ask her, like, why would this verse be so short?
在我年幼的时候，也是在主日学的时候，我问了那个老师，为什么这一句话这么短？
I'm not quite sure what the exact answer is, but she said something that I still remember.
可是老师说的我还记得。
She said that every verse in the Bible,If you just look at that verse, has some important significance.
他说每一个经文在圣经中都带了重要的意义。
Including this one here, Jesus wept.
也包括这一句，耶稣哭了。
And I think that shows that he had great love for his friends and great compassion, and he wanted to mourn with them.
所以在这边我们看到主耶稣真的很爱这一家人，也对他们真的很心疼，所以要与他们一起。同感。
He was genuinely sad and wanted to comfort them.
他真的是很难过，所以他愿意来安慰他们。
So it could have been easy for Jesus to have no emotion and just come and say, "Oh, don't worry, I'll heal him," and just raise Lazarus from the dead.
当然，对主耶稣来说，他可以很平常的来到这边说，别担心，他可以活，就行了神迹让。
But it wasn't like that. He saw that they were hurt, and he wanted to take care of this need, in this case, an emotional need.
可是不是，事实上不是如此。他来到看到他们情感上的需要，所以他要先来安慰他们。
And that's what he did. So here we see that emotional needs are important. And the next thing is he also talks about spiritual needs.
所以在情感上是重要的，可是下一个是我们的属灵上也是需要的。
So he takes this opportunity to talk about eternal life.
所以他借着这个机会来讲到永生。
When we were reading about when he was talking with Martha, he says, "Do you believe I'm the resurrection and the life?"
他对马大说，你相信有永生吗？
And Martha says, yes, of course I believe you're Christ, the Son of God.
马大对他说，我当然知道在末日的复活的时候。
So even here in this sad time, Jesus takes the opportunity to address spiritual needs.
所以即使在这伤痛的时候，主耶稣也包括了在我们灵上的需要。
And he's teaching them theology, he's teaching them about his divine nature.
他也同样在同样的时间教导他们在神学上与他的神性。
And of course, at the very end, he takes care of the most pressing physical need, which is that the brother was dead.
当然了，到了终点的时候，他当然也照顾到他们身体上的需要。
And he was able to raise him to life.
他让拉撒路复活了。
So here we see he covers those three needs.
所以在这个地方我们看到我们人 他们三方面的需要
And oftentimes in Jesus' ministry he addressed those things
主耶稣在许许多的事工上面总是包括这三样的需要
I think about when he healed the paralytic, the paralyzed man
我想到他医治那个瘸腿的人
He said, your sins are forgiven
他对那瘫痪的人说你的罪赦免了
But he also said, get up and walk
他也告诉他们告诉他起来
so imagine if he only addressed one of those needs
如果 想象他只照顾到一方面
The paralyzed man comes and he just says Oh, your sins are forgiven
如果这个瘫痪的人来到他面前他说哦，你的罪得赦免了
But you're still paralyzed
可是他还是瘫痪
Sorry
对不起
But he didn't do that He addressed both things Forgave him and addressed his spiritual needs And his physical needs He got up and he could walk
可是主耶稣没有他不仅仅在他 灵上来在他的让他罪得赦免让他身体上让他能够行走
And all through the Gospels we seeWhen he did that, he would feed people, he would heal them of whatever ailments they had, while also addressing their spiritual needs of knowing God.
许多的例子上，我们看到主耶稣不但喂养他们，也让他们身体上能够得到恢复。更重要的是，在他们灵性上能够得到医治。
In James chapter 2, it talks about how when your brother is in need, you can't just wish him well and say,God bless you, but you have to give him something to help his need.
雅各书上第二节第二章对我们说，当你的弟兄有需要的时候，你不能光仅仅是为他祝福，你需要供应他所需要。
So here we see in ministry there must be a holistic approach to approach not just one aspect but the whole person.
所以在事工上面，我们不能只专注单方面，而是要专注全备。
And many times this is why it's good to serve each other or to serve.In a ministry with a partner or a team.
所以在我们事工上面，我们最好是有一个团队，来一起事工。
Because different people, in your team or your partner, you might have different strengths.
因为在团队中，个人有个人的长处。
For example, I think about one of my closest friends and partners, Gerald.
我想到我的好朋友，我的同工 Gerald.
And I would say one of his strengths in our ministry is that he.Takes care of a lot of spiritual needs, a lot of praying.
他在属灵上，他喜欢他有很多的祷告。
But for me, one of my strengths is, hey, let's go do something. Let's go fix something or physically do something.
我的长处是我要做一些事情，我要在实质上面来做一些活动。
So I'm reminded of one of our early ministry endeavors when we went to a camp in Virginia.
在我们早期的时候，我们到维吉尼亚一个事工中
，and it was a gospel camp，
是一个福音营
，and we were in charge of the bikes, the biking, the mountain biking。
我们两个负责那个在山上骑脚踏车。
And Gerald oftentimes spent the mornings just praying. He would just pray.
Gerald 常常在早上清晨的时候祷告。
But I like to make sure that the bikes were ready and fix the bikes and make sure you know, the helmets were ready for the kids when they came.
我呢就是专注在脚踏车安全脚踏车的全备要每一个孩子 都有头盔。
Okay, but remember, both things were important.
记得吗可是你要记得两件事情都很重要。
Because it was important for the kids to have fun, but it was also important that their hearts would be open to the gospel that they would hear later that night.
我们要注意到，是让孩子们有乐趣、安全。可是我们也愿意，但愿他们能够心敞开来，在稍晚的时候能够听到神的话。
Because we had to address both of these needs for these teenagers.
我们对这些青少年，我们需要我们需要喂养他们这两方面。
And it was funny because being the only two Chinese people there, people often got us mixed up.
因为我们两个是唯一的中国人在那边，常常有人把我们两个弄混。
Even though we don't really look alike.
虽然我们并不是很相像。
But one of the leaders came up to me and said, "Oh, I saw you walking in the forest and just praying." And I was like, "That wasn't me."
有一个人来对我说，说我看到你在那个树林里头一边走一边祷告。我跟他说，那个不是我。
But thanks.
可是谢谢你。
All right, so let's move on to the third thing.
让我们来看到第三点。
Well, which is the fourth. So number three, which is pray often and communicate with God the Father.
时常祷告与父神有交通。
So here you might be thinking like, oh, where does he do that? Well, in verse 41 and 42.
在这边经文上的四十节跟四十一节谈到这一点。
So again, Jesus here, this is his strategy in ministry.
这是他施工的方法。
He could have, all the way back in verse 3, when he heard that they were sick, he could have healed them from afar, from a distance.
他其实可以回到第三节那边，他其实可以在很远的地方就可以医治他们。
That wouldn't be the first time that's happened. It has happened before.
在别的地方的经文也谈过，主耶稣也这样做过。
Or when he came and Martha and Mary were talking to him, he could have just he could have just raised Lazarus there on the spot, just instantly.
或者是他在跟玛利亚跟马大说话的时候，他也可以在那时候立即的让拉撒路复活。
Okay, but no. Instead, first he comforted them, like we said.
可是他没有，他先安慰他们。
And then before he told Lazarus to rise and come out, he talked to God the Father.
在他让拉撒路复活之前，他先与父神交通。
So this is verse from 41. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew you always hear me.But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.
所以在四十一节，主耶稣这样说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我。但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。”
He knew that to do this miracle, he needed to be in communication with God the Father.
他知道在这行神迹之前，他需要与父神交通。
He knew that his power and strength to do this came from God the Father.
他知道他的权力跟能力，他的权柄跟能力都是从神而来的。
And I think that he wanted to prepare his own heart to do this great miracle.
我也相信他也要预备他自己的心来行这样极大的奇迹。
Now this is kind of strange because remember Jesus is God at the same time.
有点奇怪，就是其实。
And even though he was God and the Son of God, still he needed to pray, and still he prayed often.
即使是神的儿子，他还是需要时常的祷告。
There are many other places in the gospel when it says, he was tired, or he withdrew to a mountainside to pray, or he took a few disciples and prayed on their own.
其他的经文也常常告诉我们。主耶稣也有累的时候，也有时候他到了山上带，或者是一个人，或者是带着门徒一起去祷告。
Before his death, before the night he was betrayed, during the night he was betrayed, he took a lot of time praying also.
在他被卖的那个晚上，在他上十字架之前那个晚上，他也祷告了许。
So of course, even if Jesus is the Son of God, and He is God, so He needed to pray. Of course, we need to pray also.
如果主耶稣是神的儿子，是神，他需要祷告，我们不也需要吗？
Now, I think this one for us, when we minister to other people, I often think this is the most difficult.
我相信在我们服侍人的时候，这一项是最难的一项。
I just think about my typical day.And oftentimes, praying is the last thing that I do before I go to sleep.
我常常想，我一天的生活习惯，通常祷告是我一天睡觉前的最后一件事。
And sometimes I'm so tired, it's praying while I'm falling asleep.
有的时候我实在很累了，所以我一边祷告就一边睡着。
And I know that I need to spend more time in prayer because Jesus talks about it, and that is how we can be in tune with God.
我知道我们需要常常祷告，因为主耶稣教导我们是如此。可我因为借着祷告，我们才能够知道与神有更好的连接。
And that is where we get our wisdom and our strength.
这就是因为借着祷告，我们才能够得到智慧，得到我们的能力。
Last night I was at a meeting with some leaders from our other ministry, Young Life.
昨天晚上我与青年团契有一个聚集。
And the speaker was talking about Jim Rayburn, who was the founder.Of Young Life about 70 years ago.
那个主席他说到 Jim Rayburn 就是青年团契的创始人。
And oftentimes he would pray with his partners, with his team, for an entire weekend and hours in a prayer retreat.
他成立了青年团契大概60年前，常常他与他的同工一起祷告，周间或者是周末，
And I think the Lord heard and answered many of his prayers, which is why that ministry grew so much in the 50s and in the 60s.
所以因为神听到他的祷告了，所以这项事工能够成长，在这个五六十年的时候能够成长。
And today there are many ministries that are based in prayer, where some people are doing the work and some physical things, but they have a big team who is in charge of praying.
现在我们也看到有许许多的事工，有很大的一个团契是在祷告中，托住这些事工，即使是还有别的同工。
And I know that is the case in this church also.
我相信在这个教会也是相同的。
I know many of you are devoted to praying and praying daily and regularly and for long hours.
我知道有许多弟兄姐妹在这个教会，时常的有花很长的时间，非常有信，非常能够每天这样长时间的为这个教会。
And I know that many of the great things that we see here at the church would not be possible without those prayers.
我们也知道许许多多事情在这个教会，能够产生是，如果没有那些祷告是不可能的。
Okay, so those are the four main points. To live among those who you are ministering, to whom you're ministering, to not avoid sinners or the unclean, to pray often and communicate with God, and to address all types of needs, physical, emotional, and spiritual.
所以这四个重点就是住与施工的人一起住在一起，不要避免那些罪人和不洁净的人，我们要时常的祷告与神连结，还有我们要需要顾念到所有肉体上、情感上，或者是属灵上的需要。
And these are strategies that we see Jesus employ when he does ministry, and I think they're good strategies for us also.
我们看到主是在这四方面都顾虑到了，也是我们，所以也是我们学习的榜样。
Okay, so the last thing is I want to give you some encouragement, in doing this.
最后我要鼓励大家。
So his Jesus style of ministry, it sounds very effective, but it also sounds difficult.
主耶稣的方法很有力，可是也很难。
You might think that, oh, he was God, he was the Son of God, he could do whatever he wanted, it's easy for him.
你可以可能想说他是神的儿子，所以他怎么做都好。
But remember, he still had human limitations.
可是你要想到他降世为人，他还是限制在人。
While he was here on earth, he got tired, Jesus got angry sometimes he had to rest.
他当主耶稣在世上的时候，他也会累，他也生气，他也需要有休息的时候。
He did his ministry within the confines of time, so still in one day, he only had 24 hours.
在他的事工中，他还是限制在24小时之内一天。
In fact, he had more limitations. He didn't have a car or a computer, so he had to walk around on his feet. He had to speak loudly so that people could hear and not just...email them or something.
在他那个时候，他也没有电脑，也没有车子，所以他要走很多的路。他也没有麦克风或者是email， 他需要用很大的声音来传说他的信息。
So certainly Jesus is God, but when he took human form, he still was able to do these great ministry.
虽然他是神，可是当他是人的时候，他还是有极大的事工。
And we can learn also later in the New Testament.About a regular man who also employed these strategies, and that's Paul.
我们在其他的书卷书中也看到了保罗也做了类似的工作。
The great apostle Paul, if you look in the middle chapters of Acts, you'll see that a lot of his style of ministry was very similar to what Jesus did.
使徒行传中间也告诉我们保罗也做了极大的事工。
You can look at some of the letters that he wrote, 1 Thessalonians, Galatians, and you get an idea of how Paul just loved the people that he was ministering to and how he just wanted to be with them all the time and really live with them.
从保罗许多的书信、帖撒罗尼迦、各样的书信中，我们也看到了保罗盼望他自己能与这些门徒们在一起，与他们同住，与他们一同享
受。Also, I think of the...co-workers and the ministers here at this church.
我也常常想到在这个教会中的各同工们。
And how they follow the example of Jesus also.
这些同工们如何的来跟随主耶稣的榜样。
I think about Pastor King. And I know he's constantly going from home to home and visiting people, sometimes really late at night, just to minister to them.
我知道他常常有到家里去访问的，有的时候很晚的时候，他依然做这样的事工。
I think about when I come here sometimes, maybe I forgot something and I come here late at night and there's just people praying here.
有的时候我忘了什么东西，我回到教会的很晚的时候，还是有人在这教会里头祷告。
I think about Pastor David.
我也想到了 David 弟兄。
When he came to this church, it was a big risk for him.
当他来到到愿意来我们天城来服侍的时候，对他来说是一个很大的挑战。
And he did not come here just to have another part-time job.
他不是来这边只是为了有一个填发时间而已。
But instead, he really wanted to minister to us and to help the English ministry.
他实在的愿意来在我们的英文事工上面有份。
So what did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He had to learn some of our culture and some of our customs.
他需要学习我们的生活，我们的习惯。
And he ate some of the things we ate.
他跟我们吃同样的食物。
And some things he still doesn't understand, though. But
有许多东西他还是不太很。
We tried to explain to him how Hong Kong's different from China, but he still doesn't understand.
我们依然常常向他解释，中国大陆与香港有什么不同。
But still, he wasn't afraid to jump right in.
可是他并不胆怯，他会在每一样事工上。
To love us and to live with us, not just.So that he could work, but just because he genuinely wanted to be our friends.
可是他实实在在的从心里愿意成为我们的朋友来爱我们。
And we did a lot. We played ping pong. We go biking, bowling. He come to our house. He invited us to his home just to eat together.
他与我们有各项的活动。我们打保龄球，我们骑单车，我们打乒乓球。他到我们的家里来，我们也到他的家里去，有许许多多的联谊。
So even now, in this church, I want to encourage you, I'm already seeing these examples of Jesus' style of ministry.
所以在这个教会中，我已经看到了主耶稣事工上的一个模式。
If you remember, Gerald and Pastor David and I, we went to Zambia this past summer.
如果你记得在过去的这个暑假David 弟兄 Gerald 跟我到赞比亚去。
And we shared a little bit of how those missionaries there, those German missionaries, they were doing this also.
我们与大家分享了一点那个德国人的那个传道士他们在那边的事工。
And they learned the language and they learned the culture.
他们在那边学他们的语言，学他们的生活习惯。
And all of the missionaries that we met, they were there for 10, 15, 20, 25 years.
所有的传道士在那边十年、十五年、二十年的在那边。
And they lived there. They loved the people. They just talked to them.
他们住在那边，他们也爱那边的人。
They also helped them. They gave them jobs and they taught them how to farm and just ministered to all their needs.
他们也在那边帮助他们生活上的需要，工作上的需要，就是在他们实质上的各样的需要。
So take heart. I want to encourage you. It is possible to do this type of ministry.
所以不要胆怯，其实这样的事工是可行的。
And additionally, I want to tell you that there is some urgency.
我还要告诉你们，其实这是真的是很迫切的需要。
That we need to do this ministry, yes, because the Bible talks about it, but because the time is near, and we shouldn't feel like, oh, we have all the time in the world to minister to people.
我们做这样的事工，其实是真的很迫切的，因为主要来的日子近了，我们不要想说我们还有大把的时间可以。
The Bible talks about how Jesus' return is near, and we have to keep watch.
圣经告诉我们，主来要来的日子近了，我们要警醒。
Now we don't know when the exact time is, and I don't know when it is.
当然，我们不知道那个时候是什么时候。
But we must have this attitude that the time is now.
可是我们的态度是就是现在。
And as we serve others, as we love others, as we teach them about the gospel, we must know that there's some urgency, that the day has come, the time is now.
我们要有这样的心态，当我们服侍人，当我们传福音，我们在做事工上的时候，我们有这样的心态，现在就是那个紧急的时候。
I mentioned some of the German missionaries, and one of them, his name was the main guy, his name was Michael Flaum.
我刚刚提到那些 德国的传道士有一个人，中间有一个带领的人叫 Michael Flynn.
And you actually might meet him. I think he might come at the end of January.
我想他可能一月底会来到我们当中。
But anyway, he had an interesting. We're just talking. We talk a lot, and he had an interesting perspective on the gospel.
他有一个非常有意思的看法。
There's a verse in Matthew 24 that talks about how when all nations hear the gospel, that then the end will come.
在马太福音24章讲到，各国都会听到福音，然后主耶稣就会来到。
And of course, Mr. Flam, Michael Flam, he doesn't know exactly how this will happen.
当然，我们知道，Michael Flam 他说他其实不知道这个道路怎么可能发生的。
But in his opinion, he said something that just made me think. In his opinion, he said that if we had done a better job at ministering to people around the world, that Jesus would have come back hundreds of years ago.
可是他有这样的想法，是说如果我们在福音事工上能够做得更好的话，其实主耶稣在一百年前就应该来了。
And of course, we don't know God's timing exactly.
当然，我们不知道神的时间。
But it's very interesting to think of it that way.
可是我们那这样的想法实在是非常让人深思。
That as we minister to people, as we love them, as we tell them about Jesus, as we tell them about the gospel, we're helping this process of ushering Jesus' return.
当我们服侍人，当我们与人传福音的时候，我们如果有这样的想法在我们的心里头，我们也其实在催促主耶稣早日来到的那个过程。
So I want to encourage you, and I want to urge you that when we are commanded by Jesus to minister as he did, that it is a very important task.
所以我要鼓励大家，我们要为了那个主耶稣再来，我们的事工上要很积极地做。
Also, if there are any of you here today who do not yet know Christ,
如果在座的当中还不认识主耶稣,
I also want to encourage you that he is here to take care of your physical, emotional, spiritual, any needs that you have.
我也要告诉你们,主耶稣来,他就在我们的肉体上,情感上,与我们的心灵上,他会喂养我们。
And if you ask him into your heart, I want to encourage you and tell you the truth that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And as we see here, he was able to raise Lazarus from the dead.
我也要告诉你们，如果你愿意相信接受主耶稣，他是那个复活，他是那个永生的神，就像他在这边让拉撒路复活一样。
So I hope that you take heart with these words.
但愿这些话能够进入你的心。
And that you are encouraged to go out and to further do the ministry that you might already be doing.
能够给你那个心智，能够让你出去，再把神的话、福音再广传出去。
Okay, please bow your heads. Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Yes, Lord, thank you for your word here in the Gospels.
谢谢主，谢谢你的话语，谢谢你的福音。
Thank you that we can see how you love people so much and how you spent time with them to minister to them.
感谢你让我们看到你是如何的爱我们，你是如何的愿意把时间花在我们的身上。
Lord, we know that you're able to take care of any needs that we have.
主，我们知道各样我们的需要，你都会照顾到。
And you give us more than we'll ever need, really.
你已经给我们超乎我们所需的。
Lord, I also pray for anyone here today who might not yet know you.
主，我也为了在座如果还没有认识你的朋友们，来让他们知道你。
Lord, that you would speak to them and that you would soften their hearts.
求你亲自地对他们说话，软化他们的心。
Lord, and of course we thank you that you ministered to us and that you saved us and gave us life.
我们也感谢你，你教导我们，你给我们新的生命。
So Lord, please give us your strength and your wisdom as we go out and as we talk to our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers.
求主给我们智慧，给我们能力，当我们出去，与我们的朋友，与我们的同事传扬你的福音。
Lord, and that we would have the Spirit's power as we minister to these people.
求主赐给我们你的灵，你的能力，当我们与这些人相处的时候。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.